This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent. I've been thinking about putting things off. Now, I don't mean I'm putting things off intentionally, but it does happen, doesn't it? Perhaps it's changing the oil on your car or your truck. Perhaps it's figuring out your taxes, or maybe it's something bigger, like confronting a coworker with whom you have a disagreement. First, let me tell you about my son, Timothy. Timothy sometimes puts things off, schoolwork and things that are somewhat unpleasant. When he was 7, Tim was playing with his skateboard, and it bounced up and hit him in the mouth. That loosened a tooth before it should have come out, and we had to take him to the hospital emergency room and then on to a dentist to remove the tooth. A few weeks after that, both of my boys and I were playing American rules football. So all three of us were out in the front yard playing football, and my older son Christopher went to tackle Timothy and accidentally got his arm around Timothy's face. And, well, you guessed it, out popped another tooth. As I watched this tooth tumble into the grass, I fully expected to hear the screams of surprise and pain. But guess what? It was a tooth that was supposed to come out, and Timothy had a big smile on his face. The tooth that came out had been the partner of the one his mother had pulled a couple of weeks previously. Timothy just said, "Hey, cool, my tooth popped out." He later told me he was no longer afraid to have his tooth pulled out if it was really loose, because it sure beat putting up with it. In fact, Timothy started to pull his own teeth. It took 3 teeth, but I'm glad we got there. And he's never been the same since. Well, I've had to learn some difficult lessons in the past, and it wasn't regarding tooth pulling. It seemed to be more difficult, in fact. I recall one difficult incident I went through several years ago. I was involved in a very complex, demanding project. One day, I was in a conversation with a coworker about an aspect of the project when another coworker stopped by to ask a question. The question was unrelated to the project. So, to the coworker with the question, I rather abruptly said, "Just wait." The person I had just rudely brushed off walked away, and I thought nothing more of it and went back to discussing the complex project. But the coworker I had brushed off so rudely didn't forget. They sent me an email and said they had been very embarrassed and angry about the way I had just brushed them off in front of another coworker. They also questioned why a fellow believer would treat another person like that. I'd like to have you believe that I immediately saw the error of my way and went to apologize to the coworker I had wronged. To be honest, though, I was quite angry with the coworker. Why was I angry? Well, it's kind of embarrassing to admit. In fact, it's very embarrassing. But I was angry because they had actually brought the situation up, that they had the courage to confront me on my mistreatment of them. I know, I should not have had that attitude. But I have to admit, that's the way I felt at that point in time. As a matter of fact, I had to sit on the whole thing for a few days and to think about it. I was so angry that I couldn't even pray about the situation immediately following. It was then that God began to work on my heart, and I saw that I had indeed been very harsh and uncaring in my attitude with this coworker. And it was then that I began to pray, and I asked God to give me wisdom to know how to make it right, because at that point, I really didn't know what to do about that situation. When we hold something against somebody else and refuse to reconcile, it is, first and foremost, a sin against the Lord. We're ultimately responsible to God for our sin, and so confession needs to happen before the Lord, as or before we confess and ask forgiveness of someone we have wronged. And this flows from the principle that our primary purpose in living is to glorify God, not to have good friendships or to be good people per se, although those things are glorifying to God if done to please Him. You see, there is no healthy friendship apart from 2 individually healthy relationships with God. And that was something that I had to learn. I called the man back and told him he was right, and I wanted to talk with him about it. We met later the next day, and I apologized to him for my treatment of him. I then went to the other person I'd been having a conversation with, and I apologized to them for the incident with the other coworker and my mistreatment of this coworker that I'd brushed off, because I needed to make it right in front of him as well, because he saw the whole thing happen. So how did it turn out? Well, it was better than I could have hoped for, and probably better than I deserved. Our families became better friends, and in fact, their son taught our older son how to swim. I just shudder to think what might have happened if this coworker and now friend had not confronted me about my behavior. That event helped me to understand the true meaning of Ephesians 4:26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are angry. Another verse similar to this is found in Psalm 4. It's verse 4. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. There are several things I should have known or acted upon in this situation. First of all, I should never have been rude with a friend and coworker, with anybody. Secondly, I should have had the sensitivity to know how rude I was being since it did occur, and I should have, thirdly, acted upon it immediately and apologized to this coworker and both coworkers who were there at the time. But my pride and ego got in the way of doing the right thing. Now, I am very thankful that the Spirit lives in me, and boy, I was sure convicted of that wrong that I committed against a friend and coworker. And I realized after I had apologized and after this person had accepted my apology that there is joy in making a situation right, in apologizing and receiving forgiveness. Perhaps even greater is the joy when God shows most clearly you were in the wrong and you gain peace and a friend through confession to the Lord and the person you wronged. I'm not going to say it's easy, because it isn't. But I have never regretted going to that person and apologizing to them when I wronged them. In return, I am grateful for the gracious way in which this man received my apology. I can't promise that if you face a similar situation, that it will turn out for the best as my situation did. But to make confession to the Lord and to the person you have a disagreement with is what is important to get you back into a right relationship with the Lord, and perhaps even to the person that you've had a disagreement with. And if necessary, you may have to make the confession in front of the people who were there at the time of the disagreement. And that is not easy at all, but oh, so important and so necessary. James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." You know, I often put that in the context of physical healing, but I know that it also means the healing of friendships, the healing of wounds that are caused when we hurt each other by the words that we say and the disagreements that we have. I'm not sure what unpleasant tasks you may be facing this year and what projects you face, but I know that God wants us to trust Him for the results and push ahead in our work for Him. God has given each of us the abilities we need to get the job done, no matter what it may be. He also places us exactly where we need to be to get that work done. He also wants us to be in a right relationship with Him and in right relationships with our coworkers. Let's pray for each other and encourage each other to accomplish each task we have, no matter what the task may be or how unpleasant it may seem. Whatever we need to do, let's continue to exercise our faith in God to help us accomplish the task at hand. This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.